You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the market. Key banking player Federal Bank has reported the highest ever NII in the fourth quarter of FY24 at Rs 2,195.11 crore, up 14.97% year-on-year from Rs 1,909.29 in the fourth quarter of FY23. The bank also reported a net profit of Rs 906.30 crore in the fourth quarter. The strong NII also ensured healthy margins for Federal Bank. The total income of the bank for the quarter grew by 23.42% to reach 6,732.23 crore. Earnings per share annualized is Rs 14.97. Key ratios ROA and ROE of the bank for the quarter stood at 1.22% and 12.75% respectively. The gross NPA of the bank as at the end of the fourth quarter of FY24 stood at Rs 4,528.87 crore. Meanwhile, Kotak Mahindra Bank witnessed a significant drop in its share price on Thursday, declining by over 4% after the resignation of its joint managing director, KVS Manian. The bank shares fell by as much as 4.38% to Rs 1,552.55 each on the BSE. KVS Manian, who had recently been promoted to the position of joint MD at Kotak Mahindra Bank, tendered his resignation after serving the institution for 29 years. Simultaneously, reports were circulating that Manian might be joining the Federal Bank as its managing director. This speculation prompted a surge in Federal Bank's share price, which climbed over 4% to reach a 52-week high of Rs 170.25 each on the BSE. And this also viewed the departure of Manian as a negative development. Moving on, Adani Ports and SEZ reported a net profit of Rs 2,014.77 crore for the quarter ended March of FY24, a jump of 76% on year against Rs 1,139.07 crore in the same quarter a year ago. The company's revenue from operations stood at Rs 6,896.50 crore, an increase of 19% year-on-year, compared to Rs 5,796.85 crore in the fourth quarter of FY23. The company has declared a final dividend of Rs 6 per equity share. The company, in an exchange filing, said that the board has recommended a dividend of Rs 6 per equity share of Rs 2 each, fully paid up for the financial year 2023-2024, subject to the approval of shareholder at the ensuing AGM. In some more market news, Havells India's share price surged over 2% on Thursday, following the company's announcement of a 24% profit increase in the fourth quarter of fiscal year 2024. The company's shares soared by as much as 2.52% to reach an intraday high of Rs 1,706.85 per share on the NSE. Havells India posted a net profit of Rs 448.86 crore for the quarter ended March of FY24, marking a significant increase of 24.1% compared to the previous year's figure of Rs 361.71 crore during the same period. The company's revenue from operations also witnessed a notable growth of 11% year-on-year in Q4 of FY24, reaching Rs 5,434.34 crore compared to Rs 4,849.59 crore recorded in the corresponding period a year ago. Onto aviation, the DGCA has taken a decisive action against Go First by deregistering all 54 planes leased by the bankrupt airline. This move grants lessors the freedom to reclaim their aircraft from the struggling carrier, which is gripping with financial woes and engine malfunctions and is currently undergoing insolvency resolution proceedings. Foreign lessors have sought legal assistance to retrieve their assets from the defunct airline. Responding to lessors' request, the Delhi High Court instructed the DGCA on April 26th to promptly process the deregistration applications. The regulator granted the airline a 5-day window to meet the deadline, and all 54 aircrafts have now been deregistered. Details regarding the deregistration of GoFirst planes are available on the DGCA's official website. In the auto sector, Maruti has started accepting bookings for the 2024 Swift, which is set to launch on May 9th. Ahead of the official launch, details regarding the car's engine specifications, fuel economy and features have been leaked. The fourth generation Swift was unveiled at the Tokyo Mobility Show last year. The new Z Series 1.2 liter 3 cylinder will make its debut in India with the new Swift. According to a report by V3 Cars, the new engine will be going to be more fuel efficient than the current K Series 1.2 liter engine. As per the leaked report, the new 1.2 liter engine will be equipped with mild hybrid technology. This makes Swift the first hatchback to get this feature. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed at closing today. Indian benchmark indices ended higher in the volatile session on May 2nd, with Nifty around 22,650. At close, the Sensex was up 128.33 points or 0.17% at 74,611.11, and the Nifty was up 43.40 points or 0.19% at 22,648.20 points. About 177 shares advanced, 163 shares declined and 82 shares unchanged. BPCL, Power Grid Corporation, Asian Paints, Bajaj Auto and Tata Motors were among the top gainers on Nifty, while the losers were Kotak Mahindra Bank, Bharti Airtel, Tata Consumer, Axis Bank and HDFC Life. On the sectoral front, auto, metal, oil and gas power up 1% each, while bank and realty indices ended marginally in the red. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and to stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.